the Gambia Football Federation, previously in 2017.
If they are corrupt, people have to say it. Clubs must stand now and tell them, look, enough is enough.
Total of $825,000. Then my brother, how many mini stadiums can we build from this amount of money? And the goal project is 100% a miss. And if they want us to continue working together, let them correct their ways.
So if funds comes for those people to be utilized properly, and there are allegations of financial fraud or mismanagement of funds for that complex, the National Sports Council, that came by an Act of Parliament in 2000, legally is mandated to investigate.
The process to investigate issues that they think they want to investigate, we are adequately taking care of our GFF Constitution. And also, powers, they've not came from their own act. Even angels are brought down from heaven to come and do that work. We will not agree because the process will be wrong.
And now, in 2021,
money is coming in our name through GFF, but we can't ask for that money.
They respect the way they go to work than the football that they are governing. They run football in the Gambia. To me, before they run those brand new cars, it should have been the sport first.
If, for example, in our own way, if we had known this would have been the results, would have said, look, why not hold on, let us do what we need to do until we are done, then you can come and do what you want to do.
Call us for a meeting on the 13th. We gave them approval on the 16th October 2020. The GFF leadership was pressing us for us to give them approval.
It has brought Kagan development, rise of player pool in the Serekunda East community, most especially Kalinding United.
There cannot be any meaningful development without good pitches. And we have seen in the Gambia over the past 2 years is, you know, we only have few pitches. In the Greater Banyan at large, I can tell you that we only have Gold Project and Independence Stadium.
You cannot believe it, in this 21st century, two of the big zones in the Gambia that normally produce bad players for the national side are going without football or Naweta just because of lack of proper service.
With this and a lot more, you will hear in this special report of the Field Project, and we will reflect back in memory lane in 2016-17 of the projects of the Gambia Football Federation that they embark on and its controversies. Football is an amazing sport that unites the people under one voice. But without a proper playing ground, this objective becomes far-fetched. Over the last 2 years, COVID-19 pandemic has hit the globe, and the Gambia is not an exception. While Gambian youths within the five major Nawetan centers did not enjoy the luxury to play Nawetan in 2019 and 2020 due to the Gambia government banning of public gathering, but this was a chance that the Gambia Football Federation could capitalize on to refurbish some of the five major grounds after they secure $1.68 million from FIFA on the 68th FIFA Congress held in Russia before the start of the 2018 World Cup. But guess what? They fail in their responsibilities as thousands of youths who dreamed to play Nawetan in the country were shattered because of lack of proper playing structure. On August the 22nd, 2021, AFI Radio initiated the search to find out what happened with the FIFA project that the Gambia Football Federation embarked on in 2018. Well, our first guest on the show was Ibu Fai, second vice president of the Gambia Football Federation, and he doubled as the head of competition at Football House. Mr. Fai disclosed to AFI Radio in August that the FIFA project was a total failure on the side of the Gambia Football Federation.
Yeah, well, the grounds are a total failure on our side. You know, I've lamented on this so many times. But the thinking now is to make sure that we at least play complete three grounds. Failure to do that, that will not be good for the GFF and our national league.
Well, behind the glory of the senior national team, the catalogue of some of these players once played in these zones. But guess what? The football project was ignored. Their stories were overlooked for a couple of months until the zone president finally broke their silence. Victor Sambu, president of the Bikama Sports Committee, spoke to AFI Radio on the 30th of August 2021, Moduwai Cham, Serekunda East Sport Development Organization president, also spoke to AFI Radio on the 31st of August 2021. Then, followed by PRO Serekunda West Sport Development Organization, Kebu Jeng, had an interview with AFI Radio on the 4th of September 2021. Jibrin Jai, president of Manjai Sports Committee, he also gave an exclusive interview to AFI Radio on the 2nd September 2021. And Dembo Ture, president of Gunju Sports Committee. And finally, finally, their voice were heard.
The 11 million that they said was going to be part of the rehabilitation of Ministeria. Why is that 11 million? They took a 5 million from the female football. They said they are going to buy a pickup. Where is that money? I think, Mr. Fadera, we, the presidents of zones and teams, together with you, media personnel, to sit up and then take them to tax. The accountability given to us is not enough, it's inadequate.
From 2018-2019 season, they came and then dug a borehole, do some rehabilitation work at the dressing rooms. But since then, there was no improvement, there was nothing being done. Around October, November 2020, we were called on a meeting. When we get to that meeting, we were all impressed from the words that they told us that the money is around, and then now we mean business, and we don't want to do things on our own without involving the zones that are concerned.
They call us for a meeting on the 13th. We gave them approval on the 16th October 2020. The GFF leadership was pressing us for us to give them approval, was telling us this is the only thing we need for the work to start. Call for an emergency, them approval. Our Secretary General wrote to them on the 16th. They've received the letter. They were pressing us, this is the only thing that holds the work. Up to February, on the 10th, the work has started in Serekunda
East. In 2021.
In 2021.
If people love Navetan, it's the moment when people can meet together and enjoy sports. It's one of the traditional football at the grassroots level. It's like everybody's asking why. But then for those who understand, they would know these are things that are beyond the control of the committee. If, for example, in our own way, if we had known this would have been the results, would have said, look, why not hold on, let us do what we need to do until we are done, then you can come and do what you want to do.
They have started immediately, but as time goes on, the work started getting slow, very slow paced. So people were not happy with that, because we were informed that within 6 months, we will start playing on the grass pitch. Unfortunately, that was not possible. Till now, the grass pitch is not available. So the stakeholders were angry and they started pushing us, putting a lot of pressure on us. So we also forwarded the same pressure to the GFF. After some time, they were forced to change the contractor and then bring in another contractor. Since the coming of the second contractor, things has moved faster, but still not good enough.
On the 14th of June 2018, the Gambia Football Federation secured a funding of $1.68 million from a global meeting by FIFA in Moscow, Russia. The delegation that went to Russia was led by the GFF president Lamin Kababajo, the first vice president Alhaji Bakary K. Jame, and Lamin Jassin, the general secretary of the Gambia Football Federation. The delegation had a discussion with Solomon Mudugi, the FIFA Development Officer of Africa and Caribbean, on the way forward for the improvement of the various football projects in the Gambia, with the world governing body agree to fund the following. 1. The improvement of football infrastructure in Banjul, Bakau, Serekunda West, Serekunda East, Manjai, Brikama, and the Independence Stadium at a tune of $235,000. Number 2. Construction of new football fields in Kombo North, Kombo South, Serekunda Central, and a natural football pitch at Yundum Gold Project, floodlights for Serekunda East and West, football field at Brikama and Bakau. This is valued at $472,500. 3. FIFA solidarity support for the procurement of football jerseys and equipment for various categories of the national team of the Gambia, $170,000. In 2018, the FIFA development support for the organization of league and club, $177,500. Organizing of capacity building, $38,750. Improving football infrastructure and construction of new field in URR Wuli Sandu, CRR Kaur, LRR Kiang, West Coast Region Fonyi, NBR Farafenye, swimming pool at football hotel, and Soma completion of the pavilion. This money is valued at $408,750. Procurement of 2 luxury buses for the reduction of transportation cost to the GFF. The project value at $125,000. It could be recalled on the 28th February 2019, the Gambia Football Federation awarded contracts to Fenta Consultancy and Architect Company for the construction and refurbishment of 5 mini stadiums, namely Serekunda East, Serekunda West, Manjai, Brikama, and Banjul. The Gambia Football Federation also said they will build new grounds in Busumbala, and the National Technical Training Center will also have a new football pitch and a swimming pool. Banjul and Brikama will have an artificial turf, and all these grounds mentioned will have a grass pitch and a state-of-the-art pavilion. This news was embraced by football fraternity with excitement, but little did they know that the dream will become shattered and turned to a nightmare 28 months after signing the contract, work is still not completed. The alarm bell was alerted. After a radio interview with the various zone president and representative, the Gambia Football Federation finally called an emergency meeting in the second week of September to find a way out to strategize for the project. Their destination was to seek support from the FIFA Development Office in Dakar to look for more alternatives and funding. While the Gambia Football Federation spoke to Solomon Munge, the FIFA Development Officer for Africa and Caribbean, and he agreed to their proposal. On October the 4th and October the 5th, the Gambia Football Federation organized another meeting with contractors. You will be surprised to know that all these zone presidents and representatives that we spoke to back in August and September have no idea the content of the contract and the amount of money that will be spent in their respective zones.
As I'm speaking to you as a president, I don't even know where we are. And that's the reality. Because even if you invite them to a round table discussion, you are not welcome.
No. That was not communicated to us. As a zone, we've requested for the scope of work, but we did not still get it from the GFF.
They didn't give you any information on how much they will spend?
No. They did not give us any information. As far as funds and figures are concerned, the committee did not know anything.
It's not known to us. It's not known to Serekunda West as a zone. And I believe that is the same trend with other zones. The reason is best known to them. I don't know the reason behind.
But with all the zone presidents that we spoke to, they all confirmed that the contractors told them that they pre-financed the work at their various grounds.
He was trying to pre-finance. That is in Brikama. I don't know for others, but in Brikama, that's what the contractor told us. So he cannot agree at one place somewhere that he is not even sure whether he will be able to recover that money or not, whether that project will continue or not.
If you ask the contractor here, they're saying the same things, that they pre-finance, they do all the things. It's only the GFF that can help us with the right information.
By us, we pre-finance that activity happen at your park. So we don't want to take continue the risk of dipping into our pockets, financing things, and then we don't have any, you know, bright light as far as the GFF is concerned to getting back our money on time. So we also want to hold on and wait for the GFF.
Abdullahi Bayo is the contractor assigned at Serekunda East. He confirmed to us that he has spent $1.4 million. Well, was the contract really pre-financed by the contractors?
No, the contract itself is not for pre-financing, but you know, we contractors, we do push our job to fast track it. We use our money there before the payment comes and stuff like that. Okay. But not in the agreement, like it has to be pre-financing and stuff like that. Okay. But what we do, we put our money there before the payment will come. But unfortunately, we didn't know that these people don't have money, and then we put our money there. You know, managing trouble. So when you put your money between 1 month, what is in the contract, they just pay you. So that's how you work.
Okay.
We don't wait for payment. We put our money to, when the payment came, you replace it there.
Okay.
So that's how it happened. Not, I cannot say that it's financing, but still now our money is there, which they don't pay. And the consultant, you know, for us, we are a contractor.
Yeah.
So the agreement we have with them is, consultant is between us, like between the contractor and the GFF.
I know.
Yeah, so everything was going there. Even for us, we don't have direct contact with
the GFF. Okay.
Yeah, anything we have, we talk to the consultant, and then the consultant will talk to the GFF, and then GFF also need us, they talk to the consultant.
Okay.
So the consultant is the main body for the project.
Okay.
We used to do the main communication. But still, the main problem is the money.
The money is the main problem. Yeah. So because we are made to understand that there is no money at Football House. I mean, so
even that disturbs us, because we put our money, a lot of money, not small money. So yet still, the project is delayed, and then because normally if you get contract of 4 months. So if we put our money, we know minimum 6 months, 7 months, the contract will finish.
Yeah.
But now we are in 10 months now, so that doesn't tell me.
That's why
I'm not even convinced to put any money there, except they pay and then we continue the work.
For Mr. Sambu, the contractor assigned at Serekunda West, Manjai and Banjul, said he has spent close to $3 to $4 million that he pre-financed for the refurbishment.
That was the case because of we did the signing of the contract, and we have submitted all the necessary documents, the bonds, and the insurance and everything. So normally they're supposed to give us the mobilization advance payment for us to start.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it has been delayed. So I said, let me just check my people because I've already, you know, mobilized my people. Just waiting for the advance to give them advance also.
Yeah, yeah.
And still we don't see, and my people are just sitting and waiting. So I finally check my own
resource
and then pre-finance, and I give them the advance for them to start. And I buy the, I bring sand at Manjai and stones, and I do the setting out. And I pay the people to remove the irons and so on. Up to now, we don't see anything yet. So normally, before we start, we normally get the mobilization, because that's why they call it mobilization advance payment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the bond was submitted already. So still now, we don't. Because the consultant, he's the one coordinating all the. Now we have spent our money, we give them the money. We mobilize, they are gone with the money. Now we cannot call them to bring that money again.
Yeah.
Now, even now they give us the advance, we have to pay another to remobilize again for another expenditure. And almost $4 million is.
So I spoke to the zones, you know, over the last 2 years, they couldn't play now at hand. And, you know,
definitely. The contract was for 3 months.
Yeah,
we have made all our team ready to just clear this thing before the
exactly,
3 months. Then
boys
have the part and play. Because that's the place they can only do so their talent. We have removed everything, scattered everything, afterwards living like that.
On the 27th of August 2021, AfriRadio contacted the Gambia Football Federation President Lamin Kababayo at 11:52 a.m. in the Gambia for an interview. He referred to us to the first Vice President of the Gambia Football Federation, Alhaji Bakary K. Jammeh, who is the project manager of the Gambia Football Federation. We contacted Alhaji Bakary K. Jammeh. He did confirm that he will be traveling away from the Gambia on the 29th September 2021 upon his return to the Gambia. AfriRadio contacted him again for an interview, but this time around, he declined to give an interview. Instead, he said the Federation will be coming out with a press release. On October 4th and 5th, 2021, the Gambia Football Federation organized another meeting with the contractors of the various projects. In fact, they agreed to pay Abdoulaye Bayo $1.4 million that he has pre-financed the project at Serekunda East so that he will continue the work that he began earlier on. On the 11th of October 2021, the Gambia Football Federation published a press release debunking on allegations of fraud and financial mismanagement with the field project that they embarked on in the Gambia. Well, according to the press release, in 2016, through the contract of agreed objective with the world governing body FIFA, approved the JFF desire to use part of the development support, that is $2 million per 4 year cycle, to develop the football infrastructures in the Gambia in phases. In that regard, the JFF in its infrastructural development plan wishes to partner with FIFA, government of the Gambia, local government authorities and private developers to improve the standard of the football park. The Gambia Football Federation would like to categorically state the approval of those projects does not mean the whole amount of money approved or allocated to it was accessed and disbursed to us. I have contacted FIFA to give clarification on the projects they approve and the money they disburse to the Gambia Football Federation, and this is FIFA's response. Thank you, Mr. Fadera, for your email and the question regarding the Gambia Football Federation and the FIFA Forward Program. Please note that the funds use of all 211 member associations of FIFA is shown on the FIFA Forward map on FIFA.com. You can specifically search for those on the platform. Now, since your question refers to the project funding, all FIFA member associations are entitled to Forward 1.0 funding provided, that is $2.25 million, and the FIFA Forward 2.0 project funding, $2 million. 11 projects from the Gambia Football Federation have been approved, of which 9 projects have been completed and 2 projects are ongoing. As shown on the FIFA Forward Impact map, $2,586,936 have been committed to these projects. Some of the projects that the Gambia Football Federation has embarked on include the upgrade of the Gambia Football Federation Football Hotel in 2016 and the capacity building support to league and clubs in 2017-18. More recent projects include the upgrade of facilities and infrastructures used in the men's and women's league, the purchase of two national team buses, vehicle for the GFF Secretariat, and the support of the FIFA Women's National Team in 2022 CAF Women's Africa Cup of Nations qualifier, an amount of $1,663,064 is still available for the Gambia Football Federation to use on further projects once the specific requests have been received and approved by FIFA. We kindly refer you to the General Secretary, Lamin Jassy, to share more details on the FIFA project. Best regard, FIFA. Well, this is the statement from the FIFA headquarters in Switzerland when I contacted them about the scope of the money. When it comes to controversy, this is not the first time the Gambia Football Federation is engulfed with allegations of widespread corruption over the past years. It could be recalled in 2017, the former Minister of Youth and Sports, Henry Gomez, has instructed the National Sports Council to look into the allegations of corruption scandal at Football House surrounding the FIFA Gold Project in Yundum. At the time, Bori Dabo was the chairman of the National Sports Council. His first task was to find out whether the allegation of corruption and financial mismanagement of the FIFA Gold Project was true. Let's reflect back in 2017. This was what the former Minister of Youth and Sports, Henry Gomez, told me in an interview.
And it's now a shaming to be talking about this project because so much money has been invested. Let the people be loyal and honest to themselves and hand over this project to the young ones. They have been waiting for so long. It's also supposed to be an academic school where the young ones will be learning football. But it's just like they hold it like it's their own bona fide properties. And it's not a project to be built. They said a project which has been renovated. And if it is renovated for the tune of 500,000 and refurbished for the tune of $325,000, total of $825,000, then my brother, how many mini stadiums can we build from this amount of money? And why still they cannot hand over the project? Why?
Does that mean that the GFF have to go?
Well, I haven't said so. Because we are neutral. As government, we are neutral. That is the decision of the Sport Council. That is the decision of the Gambian people. But it has nothing to do with government. Government stay neutral. If GFF done something right, I will congratulate them. But if also they made mistake, I will criticize them. And the gold project is 100% a mistake. And if they want us to continue working together, let them correct their ways.
Former chairman Bori Dabo also told me at the time that the Gambia Football Federation flouted its constitution and they failed to comply with the National Sports Council investigation.
The article 18.1 C and D. C talks about national interest, and the investigation is a national interest. Funds that comes to the Gambia is meant for the Gambian people. Funds that are meant for the NTCC are meant for the Gambian sports personalities, our sportsmen, who are to use that facility to develop their skills so that they become excellent sports people to represent the Republic of the Gambia in football and other sporting activities. So if funds comes for those people to be utilized properly and there are allegations of financial fraud or mismanagement of funds for that complex, the National Sports Council that came by an act of parliament in 2000 is legally is mandated to investigate because it's a regulatory body, it promotes sports, and is an advisory body to government on sporting matters.
Few months later, the Gambia Football Federation was suspended by the National Sports Council after they failed to agree with the investigation mounted by the National Sports Council. Lamin Kababayo told me in an interview, even angels come from heaven, they will not comply with the National Sports Council investigation because the NSC did not have any mandate to investigate the Gambia Football Federation, and it will be illegal for the GFF to comply with an illegal process.
So the issue here is the process to investigate issues that they think they want to investigate. We are adequately taking care of our GFF constitution, and also powers they did not obtain from their own act. Even angels are brought down from heaven to come and do that work. We do not agree because the process will be wrong. So it doesn't matter who is there. They don't have the mandate in their own act. Section 18.1 that they are quoting. Look at it. You know, there's not even a word of investigation in that. That's a disciplinary action. But before you discipline, what do you do? There must be a process. And they don't have that process that they want to do to GFF. Or conduct carry out on GFF as they are claiming. So that's contention. It's a legal issue, and we don't want to set bad precedents, and we also want to act like a fool in the eyes of the public by subjecting ourselves to an illegal process.
Regards to the controversy of the football field project, some Gambian journalists share their opinion on the impact it will have on the development of football in the Gambia. You will hear the voice of Ibrahima KB Sonko, a freelance journalist, Sidu Sane, media officer of Talende United Football Club, Kasim Sisoho, aka Oscar, Star FM Radio, Arafang MS Kamara of the Point newspaper.
Well, there cannot be any meaningful development without good pitches. And we have seen in the Gambia over the past 2 years is, you know, we only have few pitches. In the Greater Banjul at large, I can tell you that we only have Gold Project and Independence Stadium. And with the additional of the Leave Your Gold Project, the Greater Banjul field in Basori. So these were the three pitches we are using. And these pitches were the one hosting most of our fourth division games, second division games, both male and female. So you can see, even see grassroots development was lacking because the third division teams don't have any good pitches to play. They play on sandy pitches. And we know, you know, how difficult it is to practice football in sandy pitches, more so, you know, playing competitive matches on sandy pitches. But again, you know, good pitches are very essential in football development.
Definitely, it has brought stagnant development, rise of player pool in the Serekunda East community, most especially Talende United, because we have a huge number of youngsters who really want to play for Talende United, either from Talende community or other parts of Serekunda East. So not having Nawetan is big effect in the development of all footballing teams, all divisional teams within Serekunda East, or even, let me say, KM.
Before you play good football, you have to have a football pitch, and a proper one for that matter. You cannot believe it, in this 21st century, two of the big zones in the Gambia that normally produce players, star players for the national side, are going without football or Naweta just because of lack of proper surface or proper pitches.
Major problem now is about the incomplete of the renovation of the parks across the country. So I think in my own perspective, it has negatively impacted the development of football, and players have also shown their concern because lack of not playing football will not also give them opportunity to showcase their talent.
Well, that was the special report on the Gambia Football Federation field project and its controversies, and also the reflection of the projects they embark on in 2017-18. My name is Lamin Ferreira, reporting for AfriRadio Sports.